Nat Metcalf here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit, netball teamwear, and netballs, plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time to speak to Gina Pierce, who's the officiating manager at England Netball. Gina, thank you for your time. And I suppose, first of all, we need to look at the recent growth of newly qualified umpires over the last couple of months. It's a real positive step, isn't it?
It absolutely is, Andy. Yes. Looking back at umpiring qualification numbers since we came back from the COVID pandemic, starting in September 2021, we have had a huge growth in netball awards gained. We've actually had 3,827 umpiring awards achieved since really? September 2021.
And yes, if we look back at the last couple of months, 103 in December, 116 in January as well. And I suppose as Super League kicks in as well, is there even more growth and even more interest?
Yeah, I think things like the internationals and Super League particularly give focus to umpiring and encourage people at grassroots level to pick up that whistle and have a go.
Plenty of attractions to the role. What are some of the main attractions on your point of view?
I think there's two ways of looking at it. I think there are a lot of clubs out there who do a fantastic job in encouraging players at all ages and at all levels to actually just pick up a whistle at training and have a go and see how they like it. I think there's that age-old understanding that, you know, players can't play without umpires and umpires can't play without players. So we need each other, and how do we make sure that we've got the numbers right in both camps? So there's definitely a great job going on there at grassroots level with the clubs and also with our county officiating leads, who are really highlighting the need for umpires to pick up the whistle at grassroots level and providing situations for them across the country to have good practice environments so that they can actually, following completion of their online courses, get practical experience and gain their rewards.
So very much a case of, if you're thinking about this, then maybe go to the England Netball website, find a local club and maybe volunteer your services.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would always encourage somebody before you even book on the course to actually go to a local club, meet some people at the club, ask them if you can actually have a go with the whistle. I mean, it doesn't suit everybody, you know, and those that it does suit, great. Those that it doesn't, I'm sure there's another role, you know, within netball that would be great for them. But definitely pick up that whistle and have a go. And if it works out and you enjoy it, again, back to the England Netball website, go on the Course Finder tab and then look for a course to actually register and take you forward into the first step of the pathway.
World Netball obviously recently updated the rules, and there's a real handy app for everybody you use as a reference point. What are you hearing from officials around the UK having that as a resource?
It's a great resource. We had the app there with the previous edition of the rules. As I say, it's been updated to reflect the changes that will actually take effect at grassroots level in September 2024. And it is a really, really good resource to use alongside a paper rule book as well. I think we all appreciate younger people prefer technology and they like the ability to be able to use this app, which has a fantastic search function that you can use to search a particular word or a particular rule, and it picks up every reference to that within the rule book, and you can easily navigate to actually read the full information.
Might be something that people have always thought about doing. Share a bit on that overall journey path.
So the officiating pathway from an England netball perspective is, as I say, I would always advocate that people pick up a whistle and have a go in their local area. The next stage of the pathway, so the first qualification is the Into Officiating Award qualification. So they need to actually log on to the England Netball website and go onto the course finder and find Into Officiating Award courses. The prerequisites for that are that they need to be a minimum of 13 years of age and they must hold full membership of England Netball. They can then register on their course. The first course into officiating award is split into two sessions of 2 hours each. They're virtual sessions, so online, on Zoom, with a tutor. And there's a mixture of interactive exercises and discussion during that 4 hours of online learning. We then ask them to go away and to contact their county officiating lead, and their county officiating leads will help them to actually identify opportunities to gain further practical experience in their local environment with a mentor who can ensure that what they're putting into practice is in accordance with what we're looking for to meet the competencies to enable them to achieve the Into Officiating Award qualification. And then the actual assessment is just a 15-minute assessment, ensuring that they are meeting the very basic criteria for the Into Officiating Award. We're not looking for these guys to be international umpires at step one. It is very much a journey along a pathway. Once they've achieved their Into Officiating Award qualification, they can then progress on their pathway to achieving the Europe Netball Sea Award qualification. And they, again, they go on a course. The course is slightly less. It's 2 1.5-hour sessions. As part of the Sea Award qualification, they are required to take an online written assessment, which is very easy to navigate. And that is part of the course content, if you like. So they do the course and they can then log on to get access to do their written assessment. And then they progress to a practical assessment after having gained some more practical experience out in the field, honing the skills that they need, the techniques and applications to pass that award. And then we move on to the next award, which is the Europe Netball B Award qualification. And again, that has three parts to it. So it's online sessions on Zoom. So it's 2 1.5-hour sessions again. But with the B Award course, they have also a 2-hour practical session that a tutor tutors going through some of the more specific techniques that we are looking for them to be able to have mastered to actually gain this qualification. They do then have a written assessment, and this written assessment is a little bit different to the Sea Award one. It's actually a paper written assessment, and there are three opportunities during the year on set dates where they can actually take that written assessment. And again, once they then pass that written assessment, it's about gaining practical experience with the relevant levels of game with the support of a mentor, and then somebody signing them off to actually be assessed for that qualification. The final part of the journey is then to move on to the A Award qualification. And that's, you know, where our national event umpires are in their pathway. They are all A Award umpires. And it is actually the same written assessment that they would take at B Award, but they have to gain a higher pass mark. There isn't actually any virtual course or anything for the A Award, but it is then very much around them gaining practical experience and being mentored by people who are, you know, aware of the current A Award criteria and competences that are required to attain that award.
Obviously, we all recognise Gary when he takes to court, but I think it's important as well, obviously, that there's recognition as well when people like Kate announce her retirement.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think when you see umpires that have achieved the level of umpiring at Netball Super League, and then some of those who are potentially being talent identified for international recognition as well, it's really important for us to recognise and celebrate those that have given so much to our sport. You know, we expect these umpires to do an A1 professional job, but actually this is not currently a professional sport. So these umpires are, you know, they're not doing this because they're earning lots of money from doing it. You know, most, you know, they're all doing this because of the love of the sport and the enjoyment that they gain from umpiring at these higher levels. So, yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. I mean, Kate has been a real focus, I think, for some younger umpires within our sport to enable them to, you know, actually see that it is possible to push on, because, you know, Kate did achieve so much in quite a short space of time, really.
I think we've both got a set of numbers in front of us, but 648 people have started since 2023, 2024. I suppose as we move towards 2025 and that almost Netball Super League 2.0, it's something that you'd hope continues in that upwards trajectory. And there's a
Yes,
word I never thought I'd use.
great word, absolutely great word. I think yes, definitely. I think the more exposure that the sports, there are more people wanting to come into the sport in different roles. There are people that, again, umpiring, I think, is a, it's a fantastic way to get involved in our sport, but it isn't for everyone. So there are other opportunities as well, and things like technical officials, who again play a very important role, keeping up with things like, substitutions, team changes, timing, recording the score, and taking down a variety of statistics to enable both coaches to be able to analyze games, but also for commentators to bring things to life for the TV viewers.
People obviously get so much from it. Maybe best way to find out more.
Anyone that is interested in umpiring, the best thing to do is to email into officiating@englandnetball.co.uk, and we can definitely drop you a line back giving you some details about how to progress in this side of officiating.
Gina, thank you so much for your time.
No problem. It's been great. Thank you very much for having me on the programme today, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q, and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcasts rail.